Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
While you're taking a break from sports, KSON is putting you on the road to Stagecoach 8 times every weekday, thanks to your San Diego County Toyota dealers and Cox Communications. Ready for 3 days of live country music in the desert? Sign up now at KSON.com.
All right, let's go out to our SDCCU fan hotline, and joining us right now, covering the Boston Red Sox for MLB.com, Ian Brown with us here on 97.3 The Fan. Ian, it's good to have you on with Ben and Woods this morning. How you doing?
Yeah, I'm great. How you guys doing?
Doing good. So we keep hearing these rumors, obviously, on our side of the country and possible players who could be included in a trade, but, you know, there's a lot of big dreamers on this side. What are you hearing about potential Mookie Betts trade rumors on your side of the country?
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely real. They're seeing what he can get them in a trade. And, you know, they haven't decided for sure they're going to trade him, but they want to see what they can get. They want to see what the best offer is going to be. So I think at some point between now and spring training, you have to say, okay, yes, we're either going to trade him now or we're going to wait until maybe July to see if we're in contention, then maybe try it again. But so I think they're in the final stages of this, and it seems like the Padres are engaged. It seems like the Dodgers are engaged, which makes for an interesting kind of NL West fight for this guy. He's a special player,
yeah. But
it's complex because he's going through the last year of his contract. It's complex for the Red Sox because, you know, you're going to need to sell this to your fans too, who have already had a tough offseason here. So there's just a lot of moving parts here, so it's going to be fascinating to see how this plays out.
Now, Ian, how did we get to this point? How did the Red Sox let it get this far with a guy that's as special as Mookie Betts? I mean, was this an oversight? I mean, how do you not lock up a guy like this?
No. This has nothing to do with the Red Sox. The Red Sox tried very hard to lock this guy up, and Mookie Betts has maintained all along that he wanted to get to free agency to see what his ultimate worth was going to be. So I don't think you can put this on the Red Sox at all. I think this is more a case of Mookie and his representatives being determined to get the free agency and set a new bar for player salaries. And, you know, the Red Sox have come to that realization. And now the Red Sox are also in the position where they're about to go over the luxury tax for the third year in a row, which they don't want to do because of the penalties that are involved with that. So it's just kind of the perfect storm where it might make sense to get rid of this great player before he can walk for nothing but a draft pick after the season.
What, Ian, do you say to the critics who will go to the Red Sox? Okay, yeah, going over the luxury tax is wasted money. But at the same time, the Red Sox make gazillions of dollars. They've got fans across the country, merchandise. I mean, you know, big market success. They can afford to have the biggest payroll in baseball. It shouldn't be such a concern.
Yeah, it's just when you look at it, it's a collective thing, and you're going to lose draft picks. Your draft position is going to go down, and the penalties are sort of cumulative and it sets you back for the long term. Look, every great team in baseball, every big market team in baseball has reset their luxury tax. The Yankees did it. The Los Angeles Dodgers did it. The Washington Nationals did it. Everybody does it. It's kind of silly not to do it because of, you know, it just sets you up for a disadvantage, not for just this coming season, but for the long haul. So it's just the way the rules are set up. It really discourages you from going over that 3 years in a row. So it's not just the financial penalties. It's just, you know, how it can sort of set you back as an organization for the short and long term. And that's why, like I said, that's why the Yankees did it, and that's why the Dodgers did it, and that's why the Washington Nationals did it.
We are talking to Ian Brown, Red Sox beat writer for MLB.com here on Ben and Woods this morning. And, you know, we all saw what happened to the Astros. Obviously, the Red Sox were some of the fallout there with Alex Cora being dismissed. And how worried are the Red Sox fans that they're going to get, you know, banged for draft picks and things like that? Do you foresee anything else happening punishment-wise for the Boston Red Sox?
Yeah, I think everyone's kind of waiting to see what happens. We have heard a lot from the Red Sox, which would indicate that they don't think they're going to face much of a penalty. They keep saying on the press conference when they fired Alex Cora, they kept saying to reserve judgment. And J.D. Martinez said, you know, recently, he can't wait he can't wait till this investigation is over because it's going to show that they didn't do anything. So I think, you know, from the players, and in there's a little bit of confidence that this thing isn't going to uncover much. But, yeah, you're going to be nervous about it until you see that report come out. It still hasn't come out. I'm hearing maybe it comes out next week. And it's also interesting to see what penalty Alex Cora is going to face, even though he's no longer the manager, how long his suspension from baseball is going to last.
Ian, I don't know how close you've looked at the Padres prospects minor league list, but in terms of the Red Sox, what are they looking for? Where are they weak in their minor leagues? What might they be hoping to add in terms of prospect capital if they did pull off a Mookie Betts trade?
Yeah, the Red Sox farm system is just not very good in general right now, so they're looking for pretty much any premier prospect. A pitcher would be great. You know, an outfielder, they're not that picky. They just need, you know, the one place they're set is third base and shortstop. They have Rafael Devers and Xander Bogaerts for a long, long time. But other than that, you know, they're going to look long and hard at top prospects, and that's what they need in this franchise right now, is they need to rebuild that farm system.
Ian, we really appreciate it. It's good insight because you kind of, when you talk about these stories, you get caught up in your own team's perspective. It's good to kind of hear what the other side is saying and going through. Appreciate you spending a few minutes with us.
All right, great to be on with you guys.
Thanks, man. Ian Brown, MLB.com on our SDCCU fan hotline. San Diego County Credit Union has low mortgage loan rates. Apply today. Equal housing opportunity. For details, call 877-SDCCU4U or visit SDCCU.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.